Ratzinger, and here we come back to Thomas Aquinas. Ratzinger's lack of training in Thomas Aquinas as a young man opened himself up to new ideas of bifurcating the papacy. Bergoglio taking the active part, the doing part, Benedict retaining the prayerful part, the being part. Being is unitive. It is personal. It is not divisible. Being is fundamental to Thomistic understanding, and that which the Teutonic theologian Ratzinger avoided in his younger, heady days. It is true he moved away from Rahner as he matured, but the attempt to split the papacy is indication that he has not sufficiently done so. Let's look at a modern example. Let's say, all right, we don't have to say, John F. Kennedy was elected president. As president, Kennedy enacts laws. That's one of the jobs. It's one of the ministries, if you will, one of the actions that comes from the office is that of laws. When Kennedy was shot, dying in the car, he was still president. Kennedy was still president, and he remained so until his death was pronounced. Then we have the interim C, or it's not a C. There's an interim period of no president. Vice President Johnson became a form. Note these words, became, is, were. These are forms of being. Vice President Johnson became the president only after the office was vacant and the proper oath administered along with his free consent. Kennedy could have remained in a coma for weeks following the shooting, and that coma would not have stopped him from being the president. Being involves essence. Doing, enacting laws, flows from the essence of a thing, the presidency, form and matter. Jesus gave the keys to Peter, the man, singular. The papacy is a juridical office established by Christ himself. The papacy is not given by the church. It's not like the church gives the papacy to a man. The cardinals elected a candidate with episcopal character in accord with proper procedure, or at least they were supposed to. They did not act in accord with proper procedure. When they elected Benedict, they did. They attempted to elect Bergoglio, but they did not. When Benedict accepted the decision, he became pope immediately. The cardinals did not make him pope. Christ bestowed the papacy on him with his consent. When Peter was given the keys, it was directly from the Lord and immediately effected. No one, here is the key, no one, not even the pope, can change the nature of the office. No one. And with that, my friends, we will pick up with the next episode talking about substantial error, Benedict. Till the next time, Fides et Ratio.